BBC News with Neil Nunes. South Korea has made an offer to North Korea of high-ranking government talks. The unification minister, Cho Myung-kyun, suggested they should take place at the border village of Panmunjom in a week's time. The offer comes a day after a proposal of talks made by the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. The minister also told reporters this could lead to a North Korean delegation coming to the Winter Olympics Games next month in Pyeongchang. Hundreds of actresses, film directors, and lawyers have launched a campaign in the United States to fight sexual harassment at work. The focus of the women's campaign, called Time's Up, is on people with low-paid jobs. More than $13 million has been raised to help those who suffer abuse. The head of the New York Ballet, Peter Martins, has announced his retirement after accusations of physical and sexual abuse. Mr. Martins, who denies the allegations, has led the company for more than three decades. He'll step down immediately. Protesters in Iran have attacked police stations as security forces struggle to contain the biggest challenge to the country's clerical leadership since 2009. Videos on social media have shown demonstrators trying to occupy a police station in the central town of Kadirijan. Police in Brazil say at least nine prisoners have been killed in a riot at a jail in the central state of Goiás. Reports say the riot began when a group of armed inmates invaded a wing controlled by a rival gang. After a shootout, more than 100 members of both factions escaped. The Grand Mufti of Egypt has issued an edict prohibiting transactions using the Bitcoin digital currency. He said it risked fraud and cheating, and its volatility could cause harm. And heavy snow and days of unusually icy weather have caused chaos for holiday air travelers in Canada. BBC News.